Mormont leaned forward. "Tarly, when I was a lad, half your age, my lady mother told me that if I stood about with my mouth open, a weasel was like to mistake it for his lair and run down my throat. If you have something to say, say it. Otherwise, beware of weasels." He waved a brusque dismissal. "Off with you. I'm too busy for folly. No doubt the maester has some work you can do."
Sam swallowed, stepped back, and scurried out so quickly he almost tripped over the rushes.
"Is that boy as big a fool as he seems?" the Lord Commander asked when he had gone.
"Fool!"
the raven complained. Mormont did not wait for John's reply.
"His lord father stands high in King Renly's councils, and I had half a notion to dispatch him. No, best not. Renly is not like to heed a quaking fat boy. I'll send Sir Arnel. He's a deal steadier, and his mother was one of the green apple Fosways."
"If it please my lord, what would you have of King Renly?"
"The same things I'd have of all of them, lad. Men, horses, swords, armour, grain, cheese, wine, wool, nails. The Night's Watch is not proud. We take what is offered."
His fingers drummed against the rough-hewn planks of the table.
"If the winds have been kind, Sir Alistair should reach King's Landing by the turn of the moon. But whether his boy Joffrey will pay him any heed, I do not know. House Lannister has never been a friend to the Watch.